Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, is a tremendous scriptural example of devotion. Each time we see her in Scripture, she is at the feet of Jesus. In three incidences in the Bible, we see her at the feet of Jesus, first to listen in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, the passage that I'd like for us to study this morning. In John 11, 17 through 37, we find her at the feet of Jesus to find comfort and hope. And in John chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, and its parallels in Matthew 26 and Mark 14, we find her at the feet of Jesus to worship. The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, asked this question: why is it that some Christians, although they hear many sermons, make such slow advances in the divine life? Because they neglect their times of prayer and do not thoughtfully meditate on God's Word, is his answer. Mary of Bethany was commended by Jesus for making just such a choice, to sit at his feet and listen to him, a choice Jesus commended to Martha, who was distracted by service. He was not exalting the life of contemplation over that of service, but was rather pointing out the need to hear him first, to receive our mission briefing, as it were, from him before we go out into the battle. We listen so we can have the mind of Christ. We listen so that we can see things from his perspective. Well, Luke records in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Now, Luke doesn't tell us which village that they are at, but John in 11:1 tells us that's the village of Bethany. That was the home village of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And Jesus often stayed in Bethany and often stayed with them. He stayed in Bethany in the final week before the cross. Martha apparently is the hostess, probably is the older sister, and she extends an invitation to Jesus and welcomed him into her home. Jesus was received and made an honored guest. Now, as we look at this, we have to understand that the story portrays a contrast between the two sisters. We misread the story if we see it as a criticism of one sister and an exaltation of the other. Both sisters loved Jesus, and Jesus loved both Mary and Martha. In verse 39, we're introduced to Mary. Mary sits at Jesus' feet. That was important because it helps us to understand she was taking the place of a disciple. Disciples in that day sat at the feet of their teacher. Mary takes the place of a learner, eager to hear what Jesus had to tell her. Also, Jesus breaks the stereotypes and prejudices of his day. For women were usually not accepted as disciples. Women were not taught. Jesus, however, welcomes Mary as a disciple. Contrast that with Martha in verse 40. Martha is distracted. That is, she's burdened or overburdened. She's pulled apart, torn apart by her preparations. She's burdened by the responsibilities of the meal. And we're told by Luke that she comes to Jesus and she says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?" A.T. Robertson says that she literally burst in upon Jesus saying, "Lord, don't you care? My sister has left me to do the work by myself." She was more concerned with having to do the work alone than with the desire to sit at the feet of Jesus. And she wanted Mary to buy into her concept of ministry. She wanted to force Mary to take her point of view. Tell her to help me. Now, I have to confess that too often when I read this story, I find myself comparing myself to Martha rather than Mary. I find myself often distracted by many responsibilities, and I find myself not understanding the need to take time to be with Jesus, the need to take time to listen to Him. Now, this passage is not knocking household chores or ordinary responsibilities. It is telling us that attention to Jesus is the most important thing in life. Service to Jesus must be tempered by time to learn from Him. You see, Martha's company meant more to Jesus than her cooking. Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 63, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life." That is, they feed the spirit and they give life. In John 6:68, the passage where Jesus said to his disciples, "Will you leave me also?" And Peter rises with his great answer, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Mark chapter 13 and verse 31, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, Jesus said, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." You see, attention to Jesus is the most important thing in life. As we contrast Martha and Mary, we see that Martha was busy. She was distracted. She was frustrated. She was angry. She was critical, confused, resentful, jealous. That happens to many of us when we get involved in service without taking time to be with Jesus, without spending time to listen to Jesus. Mary, by contrast, was at peace, focused, not distracted. Her priorities were right. She was commended by Jesus. "Only one thing is needed," Jesus said. "Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." Again, this isn't exalting the life of contemplation, but it's pointing out the need to listen to Jesus' words, to get our marching orders from Him, to have the mind of Christ, to see things from God's perspective. Activity for Jesus must not crowd out time with Jesus. The question for us is, how many of us serve without ever taking time to build our spiritual life, to listen to Jesus? J. Dwight Pentecost said, "Thus we see the principle that to be occupied with Christ is more important than to be occupied for Christ. To devote oneself to the Word of Christ so as to be taught by Him is more important than to be busy for Him." G. Coleman Luck, in his commentary, Luke, the Gospel of the Son of Man, said, "Many of us today are like Martha. We are so busy serving the Lord that we neglect the most important matter of all, our quiet times of communion with Him." Listening to Jesus will help us to avoid the dangers that we face in service, dangers such as depending upon our own strength, forgetting His power and provision, not realizing our limitations, getting distracted by personalities, and getting our eyes off of Jesus. In the words of Warren Wiersbe, "Here is the basis for all ministry, taking time to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear His word. Are you so busy serving Him that you have no time to love Him and listen to Him?" Oswald Chambers, in his inimitable way, said, "The great enemy to the Lord Jesus Christ in the present day is the conception of practical work that has not come from the New Testament, but from the systems of the world in which endless energy and activities are insisted upon, but no private life with God." Well, What are we to make of this? We must listen to Jesus before we speak for Jesus. We must spend time in the Word before we spend time in the work. Larry Richards said, certainly we need to stop at times and ask, are we doing so much that we haven't time to sit at Christ's feet and learn? In 365 Life Lessons from Bible People, the author challenges us to make it our goal this week to take at least a few minutes each day to sit quietly in the presence of God. And then says, as you let God speak to you from His Word, you will see more clearly the things in life that matter most. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, help us this week to spend time with You, to spend time in prayer, to spend time in Your Word. Help us to hear You and to obey You and to adore You, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.